Live Nation and Ticketmaster merged in 2010 to form a business that dominates the US entertainment industry, but the government is hoping a court will rule that it should be separated. The Department of Justice says Live Nation now controls 80% or more of major concert venues' primary ticketing in America and owns and operates more than 260 venues across the country. The US government says it has used unlawful, anti-competitive tactics to maintain its monopoly on the industry, insulating itself from competitors. The company came under heavy scrutiny last year during a congressional hearing over the botched rollout of Taylor Swift tickets. In a statement, Live Nation says the lawsuit comes after significant political pressure and ignores the reality of what actually makes ticket prices rise, like scalping and production costs. Mitch McCann, New York.